live across Australia on SEN Track. Giddy up with Gareth Hall. It's now time for the weekend preview with Mick Gannon, Dean Watling and Mitch Lewis.
Cascading the place is a bit for me, Dino.
Yeah, I'm with Pride of Jenny.
But it's still Pride of Jenny. 100 to go. There's no stopping her. What a performance. Pride of Jenny wins.
Old Bastille will be out in front controlling this race and should be winning.
Yep, hard enough to beat. I doubt anything will beat her.
Yeah, all things being equal, Bold Bastille probably wins by a couple of lengths, G.
Bold Bastille, 100 metres to go with an excellent turn of foot. She's just going to be a bit too fast for them. And Bold Bastille eased down one wheel.
I like this setup for Brudinel if he does run here. Barrier four here, good enough speed. He should be in a good spot, which I think is the favouring for me. I think he's an each-way price as well.
Oh, I agree with the boys. I think Brudinel here looks a really nice bet.
Brudinel coming at Mahaba at the 100, then Ray Magnerio late. Mahaba, Brudinel with a final thrust and one. Brudinel wins.
I thought there was a sneaky one in Dublin Down to place. I think he maps really well here.
Dublin Down is going to gate crush the Golden Slipper. Dublin Down held off a node.
Yeah, I think this is opportunity for Winchat to sort of bounce back here and show us what he's got.
Yeah, I thought Winchat even the place is better than the fave.
Winchat in front from Tarvi Time. Winchat's going to lead all the way, turning over the short favourite Tarvi Time.
Just depends on what price you want to take. Zugotcha, I think maybe a dry deck is a negative. If the rain comes, Zugotcha becomes a bet.
Zugotcha near the inside of Samana. Zugotcha, Zugotcha got the Coolmore. Zugotcha one of the neck.
Yeah, Linderman just wins this race, G.
So Linderman, one of the better bets on the program. Mitchie?
Probably just leaning the way Linderman with the push from the boys there.
But it's Linderman drawing clear for a big, big win in the Sky High Stakes. Too good for these, Linderman.
Yeah, happy to be with Red Card here, Dino.
Yep, agree. I think really good two-bet race. The four Red Card and the seven Omni-Man.
Red Card kicking well. It's Red Card in front with 50 to go. A wall for the miners. Red Card led all the way.
It was another fill-up from the lads there last week. Hopefully they can continue on their winning form this Saturday for Slipper Day and William Reid Stakes Day. Unfortunately, with our staking plan, there were no winners. So I still lead the way, and I was stiff. Gatsby cost me a fortune last week. I'm $30 in front. Lewis is $370 down. Watling $400 down. And Mickey Gannon, the defending champ, is $485 down. But it's a massive weekend. Looking forward to our staking plan a little later on. We get $200 each, but let's welcome in the team. It's going to be a busy final hour here on Giddy Up for the weekend preview. Hello to you, Mickey Gannon.
Yes, good morning, G. Morning, lads.
Hello to you, Dean Watling.
Morning, fellas. Slipper week. I'm excited.
Yes.
G-Man.
Mitchie Lewis. G'day, mate.
Hello, boys.
Can't wait. Let's get stuck into it. We'll start off with the Randvet, the first of the big races there at Rose Hill. First of all, before we have a look at that race, soft six, roll out 2 metres. How does this track play, Mickey Gannon?
Yeah, we'll get to a soft five this morning, I'm pretty sure, and probably a good four because the weather gods have shone upon Sydney, and I think it's going to be a very, very fair track, mate.
All right, then. Think it over in the Ramford to $2.50, the old boy. Via Sistina, they tell me she's very, very good at $3.40. First up for Chris Waller, J-Mac rides. Buckaroo, $4. Then we go down to Place du Carousel at $7.50. First up for the Freedmans. Military Mission at $13. Big prices for the rest. Dean Watling, you kick off proceedings here, mate.
Yeah, a little background on the two imports, the six and the seven. Via Sistina brings a similar time form rating to Think It Over. Second in the last two races in Group 1 level. Ties in through a horse by the name of King of Steel, who ran fifth in the Breeders' Cup on turf at Santa Anita behind Ostaga Roden. I think the gate's the query, though, for this horse. I think you're going to give Think It Over a start out in front. I think that's the big query for mine. And for that reason, I'm happy to lean the way of Think It Over. I think the other import, Place Du Carousel, is probably the one that's got to get out in the market. I think the time form ratings and the form around that horse needs to improve a couple of lengths to be up to the top two I mentioned. So, Gano, I'm keen to stick with the Aussie. Think It Over out in front dictating.
Yeah, there's just absolutely no speed in this race at all. Small field of seven, Think It Over, rolls forward, out in front, key Nashua Willer, dictates terms. And Think It Over's career peak run comes over 2,000 metres, gets it here today with not like a real lack of pressure in behind it. And I think it's just Over to you, Nash. Buckaroo probably wanted it wetter, and Via Sistina probably wanted it wetter. And I think the money for Think It Over suggests that is the case, Mitchie.
Yeah, I found this one tricky enough in the fact that there's a few unknowns for me. I know Dino dove in on the internationals, and even Buckaroo, we haven't seen him heaps, have we? So I thought Thinking Over, if it gets it too easy, would be hard to beat. But I thought there was a sneaky, just a tiny little play on Military Mission. I think dependent, no matter what conditions come, I think it'll be able to handle either. And it's got a really good record second up here. So if he can improve off his first up run, I reckon he could be a sneaky.
Adrian Bott said, you'll run a big race, Mitchie. You'll be better over more of a trip Military Mission. And Think It Over, he does look tough to beat. So Mickey Gannon likes Think It Over. Dino with Think It Over. Mitchie with Think It Over, but Military Mission, maybe a place bet there in the Ramford Stakes. The group one for the three-year-olds, of course, is the Rosehill Guineas. Out to 2,000 metres. Bet365 has Riff Rocket at $3, the favourite. Tom Kitten gets a low gate and Huey Bowman, $3.40. Immediacy at $7. King Colorado gets the blinkers off at $10. Gambaray at $12. Cafe Millennium at $13. Johnny O'Shea says that maybe the 2,000 metres might just see him out. C.O. Wolf at $15. And Cap Ferre at $19. Interesting watching Chris Waller's social media preview there, Mickey Gannon. That Charlie Duckworth, through Charlie's eyes, gave this horse a good push at a big price.
Yeah, it's a horse I was really keen on earlier in the week when he did our all-in show, around $51. I thought it was, I think the tag I gave it was the best maiden in the country. And 11 starts, no wins. Ryan Moore, barrier 9, sits out the back, smokes the pipe, and we'll get the last crack at them. I think it's a really, really open guineas. And therefore, I'm happy to lean Cap Ferre on a 1x4 basis. They've scratched, they being the Wallace Yard, have scratched Militarized, and they've only gone with the two runners here. So I think they'll be very confident in their two runners as well. Dino?
Yeah, one of the strangest decisions I've seen. Militarized obviously going to the Polo Stakes. I think if anything, looking at his last start as a form student, I would suggest he needed 2,000 metres. Now they drop back to 1,500 metres. Can't understand that. What it does do for the race, though, I think it opens up a good opportunity to back Tom Kitten. I think dry surface is a massive tick. Start of the week, I was so scared that he's going to get to a wet track and fail. Come Thursday now, we're going to get a good four. Gate two, Huey Bowman, he's going to settle a lot closer. I'd suggest have 2,000 metres with his long, lovely action. I think it's the day we can chime into Tom Kitten with confidence. I'm scared of Riff Rocket, flat second up, look for him to peak third up. And like you mentioned, Gano, Cap Ferre, $500,000 in the bank. 11 start maiden, I'd love one of them in the stable, Mitchie.
I'd prefer a winner, Dino.
Yeah.
Would you?
You can send it to Gosford for a win.
Yeah. Mitchie.
Super maiden.
Hey, I'm keen Riff Rocket, boys. I really like the setup for him here, third up. Like Dino said, he did this last prep too. He was a little bit flat second up, and then he come and blew him away third up. So I think no matter with the conditions, it sets up nice for him. I think with how the race shapes, there's not stacks of speed, so I think Nash can put him in a good spot from that barrier. Like he's got that little bit of adaptability where he can settle forwards of midfield in a good spot. I think if he's here like he was last prep, third up, he'll be very hard to catch, Riff Rocket. I'm pretty keen him.
AG, just quickly, yeah, be remiss of us not to mention King Colorado. So no. This horse, the blinkers come off this time. And I think that's going to be the key to his chances. Zara, barrier 3, you're getting $10. I think that's another horse that's very much in contention here. And we haven't even talked about Immediacy, but great race, G.
Immediacy, we don't know its ceiling, as James Cummings pointed out. And he's one of those horses that never looks like winning and then jumps out of the ground. So he's a fascinating runner. But this is by far his biggest test come Saturday.
It's a long way to come, 12. Isn't it? Fourth run in your first preparation. So, yeah, long way to come.
We'll take a break. This is the weekend preview. Thanks to Bet365. On the other side of it, we'll preview the George Ryder, the Golden Slipper, and the Galaxy on a Super Saturday at Rosehill. In the agency, George Ryder Stakes at Rosehill Gardens on Saturday. He's still the favourite, but it's a concerning tweet that was sent out by Racing New South Wales stewards this morning. Host of gear changes here for a few of these runners. Kovalika blinkers off. Golden Mile blinkers off, tongue tie first time. New Energy, just the earmuffs again. Then we go Lady Laguna, synthetic hoof filler first time. V8 blinkers again. and Tis Invincible Tongue Tie again. Market with Bet365 has Think About It 380. Miller Torres, who misses the guineas, goes here at $5. End Cap at $8.50. Lady Lagoon at $10. V8 11. Kovalika 17. Amenable, which was given a wonderful push by Mick Price on Tuesday morning when I had a chat to him, at $17. James Cummings Over the Moon with Pericles at $19. New Energy at $19. Mighty Ulysses at $23. Tis Invincible at $26. Golden Mile at $34 here, Mickey Gatton. Who wins the George Ryder?
Yeah, well, a whole grave concerns for Think About It, yes. Not just because of what the stewards have sent out, but purely just from the barrier and this setup. Like, I hope the horse is fine and I hope they run because he's taking up a big percentage of the market and I don't think he can win this race, G, and I'm happy to oppose him.
Okay.
I thought Pericles is a horse that will be able to just sort of sit midfield, maybe just forward of midfield behind some high quality runners there, including Think About It, Lady Laguna, Bandersnatch, V8. And then obviously you've got the horses underneath. And I think Pericles is the one I want to be with. It's a big price. I had it marked closer to $10, Dino. So happy to be with Pericles on an each way basis.
Yeah, I think he hit the nail on the head with the favourite. Think About It. I'm keen to be against him just at the price. I think it's ridiculous odds. Skate 17. I doubt in my mind he did enough first up to convince me that he should be favourite for this race. I think with that little issue that Gareth spoke about, or might be a non-issue come Saturday, I doubt he's out's favourite. Barriers are somewhat ruined this race. You try to find an edge here, and it's just every single horse you want to find is drawn badly. In saying that, flip side, 1,500 metres start at Rosehill's very kind, around 300 metres to the turn. No real confidence, but I'm going to have a spec on three horses. So I'm going to back the 11, New Energy, the 12, Amendable, and the 14, Cosmic Vega. They're all $20 plus, so we can have a little $10 bet on each of them. But it's a very, very tricky race, Mitchy.
Yeah, I'm really similar to you, Dino. I thought some of the barriers made it hard for me to really want to zone in on some. Like, I would have been keen to be with Kovalika, but the barrier 19, and if they're going to be able to run on, is probably my concern. So I was a two-bet play as well. I thought V8 from his barrier, he's going to get a good run. He's probably going to be forwards or just near the speed. So I think that sets up nicely for him, while others might have to need a bit of luck through the field. And I think just a teeny tiny speck on Golden Mile as well. I think he's had some excuses and he's a pretty big price, in my opinion, for a horse that'll be in the right spot. I just probably don't want it too soft, but I think he's worth a tiny little play.
Let's have a look at the slipper now. Storm Boy at 220s. Price is held up after the barrier draw. He gets gate 2. Switzerland 460. Worked nicely at Rosehill today from all reports. Lady of Camelot at $7.50. He's had some good backing. She might be the early leader, talking to Adrian Bott today. Straight Charge at 11. Hayasugi at $16. Espionage at 20-1. Shangri-La Express at $29. Traffic Warden at $31. Fully Lit at $34. Bodyguard at $34. Prost at $34. Then Coleman at 40-1. Manal at 50-1. Dublin Down at 70-1. Holmes at Court at 80-1. And the Talented Anise is at 100-1. And Rooted Royale, who gets the blinkers first time, is the roughie at $151. Mitchy Lewis, who wins the Golden Slipper?
Yeah, I've lent the way of Switzerland, G. It was to do with the map, sort of. Like, I know Storm Boy, if he gets out clean, he's going to be super hard to beat. He's going to be in a good position, but what's going to happen up forwards is probably a big question mark for me, and I think I'm getting a better price for Switzerland for a horse that I know. James McDonald in the saddle. He's got options galore from his barrier. I think if they go hard enough up front and he can just tack onto the back of those, he might be in a super spot. So I was leaning that way, value-based, but I know lots are going to come for Storm Boy, but Switzerland for me, Gunner.
Yeah, cracking race. The speed map's everything here. Fully Lit inside, Storm Boy, Shangri-La Express to the outside, and Lady of Camelot there. Gee, what was the thoughts of Adrian Bott in regards to where Storm Boy lands?
I reckon he'll just be off the pace, maybe third, fourth, box seating, and he'll get that run. I reckon this is how I picture it. I think he'll get the same run as Cylinder did last year.
Yeah.
And then
I was more worried about how Body pictured it though.
Yeah, well, I don't think he wants to give too much away, but I think it's pretty self-explanatory, isn't it, from the draws?
Yeah, you think so. You think he either finds the rails leaders back or 1-1 as an ideal plan A. Plan B, you might end up two pairs back. And I don't think that's probably not ideal for the horse. But my biggest concern, we'll spend just a little bit of time on this race, G, but my biggest concern for Switzerland, and I think the horse is clear second pick, is you've got Craig Williams drawn inside you, who won't want to be giving up that three pairs back running line spot. So I think J-Mac's going to have to take his medicine and probably end up four pairs back, which just means he's going to be two lengths further off Storm Boy or potentially three lengths further off Storm Boy than what he needs to be. That's going to tell the story, because I think Storm Boy is clearly a one length better horse from what we've seen. So all things being equal, they both get fair runs in the race. Storm Boy wins. Very, very interesting race. Outside of that, Prost is a horse I think can make up some ground from those drawn out wide. I'm very, very concerned about the likes of Manal Hayasugi. Their horses I would have been keen to back from better barriers and spec, but from out there, I'm not really interested, Dino.
Yeah, barriers, if you look back through history, and I think the historical profile for this race is huge. Inside gates have sort of dominated, and if you've sort of drawn wide, you've got to be a horse that's up on speed. So I don't think it's going to be a track where you want to be getting all the way back and running on over the top, especially with the caliber of horses in front of you. I think you make the best point of the race, and not many people have touched on it, is I think the key to Switzerland's chances comes down to Craig Williams. If he holds that spot, pushes Switzerland back a pair further, I am concerned about that for Switzerland. The speed map and how fast they're going to go is interesting. I think if we had all those speed horses from different stables, you could bank on a really hot tempo, but they all come from the same stable. I doubt they're going to carve each other up. So I think it might be a scenario where they go hard early, sets up a good tempo, but I doubt they'll push on.
I disagree
with it.
There, Dino. Sorry to interrupt, because it's like there's so much on the line for all these other big studs, like Yearlong and Coolmore and like Lady of Camelot will be going forward trying to lead, I would imagine. I think that, and Adrian Bott pointed this out this morning, I think it'll be a hot golden slipper still.
Yeah, but in saying that, what are you going to do, take on? You've got a horse like Fully Lit with Sam Clippen, who's not an aggressive jockey. I doubt he's going to take him on. Yes, I think you'll see Lady of Camelot and Straight Charge roll forward. But in saying that, you can go hard early in the first couple of stages, but then mid-race, I dare say the best chances for all these horses is to control that tempo and then build from there. So I doubt they're going to go breakneck. I think it'll be a strong tempo, but I think if they come from different stables, I think we'll see a sort of frantic tempo. Where's that lead us? I think you can beat around the bush, but I'm going to play a straight bat this year. I think Storm Boy wins the race. I think a leader's back, or if he leads the field, I think it's all over. I think don't be worried if he travels up on the bridle, I think, or goes off the bridle, sorry. I think he's a horse who, as soon as he comes off the bridle, the more you get stuck into him, the more he finds. If you want a place chance, I think Straight Charge is the one that could potentially beat him, brings the Todman profile, which is the best lead up to the Golden Slipper. But I think it's a two-horse race between them. I probably want to be a little bit against Switzerland, especially with Traffic Warden posing that sort of three pairs back on the outside, G-Man.
All right, then. I'll get this question for you, Mitchy Lewis. If you're Coolmore, do you tell Ryan Moore, if you jump, I want you to hold the front? Because if you got Mickey Gannon or Dean Watling or Dean Watling's theory, and then they put the brakes on, and all of a sudden you're behind a slow speed, you might get a little keen. What would you be thinking there that would be going through Tom Magnier and Coolmore's thoughts there regarding the tactics with Storm Boy?
If I got out in front clean and found myself at the front on the best horse, I'd want to think that I'd just back myself in to be the best horse and not, do you know what I mean? If I'm there and I can control the race out in front, I may as well. If I'm the best horse in the race, it's going to make it harder for everyone to get past me, I suppose. Is that what you're asking, Jimmy?
Yeah, I agree. If he jumps, I don't think you like, I know she's very quick, the filly. Lady of Camelot, but I want to be holding. I'd probably want to be holding there with Storm Boy, but it's going to be a fascinating tactical race. There's no doubt about that. Who are you tipping, Mitchy?
Yeah, I'm Switzerland. I think he just might. I'm of the opinion that we've seen Traffic Warden try to go forwards in his last two starts. Yes. Can he do that on this tempo? I'm not sure. So if there's a little bit of worry there and Switzerland gets past Traffic Warden, I think he'll be in a super spot.
All right, then, Dino, you're tipping Storm Boy.
Yep, Storm Boy, I'm going to play a straight bat. I think you're going to sort of have that tall poppy syndrome and try and knock him off, but there's no holes in him this year for me.
And Mickey, just repeat your tip there.
Yep, Storm Boy and Prost the blowout.
What do you reckon he does there if he jumps nicely at Ryan Moore? Do you think he holds up?
Outside leader, absolutely ideal.
Yep. And who leads then? The filly?
I actually had Shangri-La Express leading because I think the best version of Shangri-La Express with Regan Bayless aboard is just handlebars down, high pressure. I think that's where you see the best version of that horse, and I'd be shocked if they don't try and lead.
So where does the filly Lady of Camelot get to then?
Probably lands outside leader.
Outside leader if Storm Boy doesn't want it, otherwise 1-1. But it's very interesting, G. Like, and I don't think what we hear now and from the stable is what we're necessarily going to get on Saturday either, no. Because I'll get there in the mounting yard and the individual ownership groups and bloodstock groups will come together and have their chat with their jockey and say, this is how you're riding this horse, and away they go.
Yeah.
I think Shangri-La Express leads. I think Storm Boy actually sits leaders back. That was my gut feeling. But
yeah, it's interesting.
But I think you want to be positive. Sorry.
But if you wanted to say if the horse jumped perfectly, which I just don't think he will, then outside leader's there for him, yes.
I think the way these tracks are going to play and what we often see in the slip by, every horse tends to get their chance if you land in the first six. I think 12 out of the last 15 winners of the Golden Slipper have landed forward of midfield, the first six in running. So I know we can juggle them all around with the Waterhouse and Bot. What I would say is, I think if you're going to land in the first six in running, you're going to get your chance to win. So I think that's a big positive. If he lands leaders back, if he leads 1-1, wherever he goes, I think they're all positives for him. And that's why I love him on top.
A few text messages coming through. Do you give Bodyguard a chance, lads? Dino?
Yeah, I think I'll pass to Gano because I know Gano likes his horse.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought so. I just thought, like, if they do go absolute frantic tempo, it's a horse that I had included in my trifectas of first four. It's just purely from the stable. His first up run was enormous. Second up a little bit flat. Third up can peak, and in the right stable do so. So, yeah, definitely a blowout chance.
All right, lads, we'll take the news. We'll come back and continue our preview of Rose Hill for Slipper Day straight after this, including we'll take a look at the big sprint race on the day, the Galaxy.
What are you really gambling with? For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.
Live across Australia on SEN Track. Giddy up with Gareth Hall.
Welcome back to Giddy Up. It's no surprise that wherever the blue and gold goes, success follows at First Light Racing. Firstlightracing.com.au. Timmy Wilson, hello to you.
Morning, boys.
What do you make of Osmos? Surely it's Osmos's day there tomorrow or on Saturday?
Yeah. It feels that way, you know. Like, her first up run was terrific, carrying a bit of weight. So to get her in on the minimum Saturday, I think, 16 horses come out of the same race. So she's the first one past the post from that field. She drops weight. Barrier four. The 1900's probably her sweet spot. And probably the biggest thing from our perspective, which may not be in the form guide, is she's finally going to hit a track with a little bit of give in it. Mm-hmm. Those Europeans, she's been running on good threes and good fours. She's a better mare with her toe in the ground. And she had a little jump out at Randwick about a month ago on a soft seven, and she finished second. Zardozi was behind her. So I think she's going to get the condition she hasn't had yet in Australia on Saturday. And, yeah, no excuse from our end.
So your best mate for the day?
Yeah, I think so. We've got Cosmic Vega, who's first up in the George Ryder, the import. So excited for him. We don't have a light on him, obviously, having his first start for us. So we're optimistic with him. But look, Osmos is, yeah, hopefully the one for us.
Did you have any luck in Adelaide?
No, we didn't go to Adelaide. We filled the shelves already. So it looked like a really good sale from afar. Obviously produced a lot of Group 1 horses out of there. But yeah, our shelves are full at the moment. So yeah, no joy in Adelaide.
How do we get involved, First Light Racing? Have you got one that we should be getting into?
Yeah, I'm in love with the microphone filly that we bought at Cutis a couple of weeks ago. So she's Cutis paid up. She looks fast. She's out of a mare that's had 3 2-year-old winners already. And yeah, we've got the 3-year-old Magic Millions on the mantelpiece. We'd love to add the 2-year-old. And if we can, I think it'll be her.
Who trains her?
Robbie Heathcote gets her. So,
beautiful.
The great man up in Queensland. So he's good fun to train with.
Who wins the slipper, mate?
One of Gaze.
Yep. Sensational. Yeah, love that insight. Storm Boy,
mate. She's phenomenal. Storm Boy's the obvious. The boys on the panel are better judges than me, but you know it's unbelievable what he's done over such a long sustained period of time, and to line up with seven runners in the race on Saturday, it's mind blowing. And She's been doing it for 30 years, so she's a marvel.
You're a star. Good on you, Timmy. Head to the firstlightracingwebsite.com.au and you can find your next superstar. Love your work.
Cheers, boys.
There's Tim Wilson. It's no surprise that wherever the blue and gold goes, success follows at First Light Racing, firstlightracing.com. Let's have a look at the Galaxy. Osmosis is at 440. Af Cabin Bullish, James Cummings this morning about his chances, 550. Great to see Sunshine and Paris back at 650. Private Eye at 750. Uncommon James gets a lovely gate, $8.50. Then King's Gambit, 12. Passive Aggressive at 15. King of Sparta, unsure whether he runs or not, he's at 17. And Buddhist Notches is at a big price at 20-1. Remark, 23. And his Fur is at $23. Dino, who wins the Galaxy?
Yep, good luck, Fro. They're more written on a piece of paper up in the air and catch them, because it is an impossible race for me. It's a terrific race, but it's a theme of the day. I think if you find the winner, you're going to be rich, because it's sort of $5 a field. Where am I going to lean? I think Sunshine in Paris is a really good bet now that we're getting a firm surface. She blew them away in the Scirocco first up. Don't worry about her trials. That's how she generally trials, a little bit flat. She is a Group 1 horse, definitely. Gate 2 helps. I'd be happy enough to have a little bet on her, as well as the 5, Af Cabin. I thought he was terrific first up, albeit held up. He's ready to explode. I think gate 8 is the key to him. So 1,100 metres, just remember, you sort of want to be forward of midfield, don't you, Gunner?
Spot on, mate. Yeah, and I'm with you. I think Sunshine in Paris has just drawn an absolute treat, has also Uncommon James. They're the two I'm willing to play in this race, but gee, it's a cracking race. There's plenty of good horses here that the draw might just bring them undone, but absolutely not surprised to see anything win this race, Mitchie.
Af Cabin for me, boys. I thought first up, some of the quickest splits of the day. The small field might have been his undoing. I think in a big field with pressure galore up front, it might set up nicely for him. So second up slightly in trip. I think it's Af Cabin's race.
Af Cabin there for Mitchie Lewis. Let's have a look at the birthday card. Alenti, this is the last race at 350. Tashi at 750. Same Magique at $8. Extravagant Star at $10. Wee Nessie at 11. Rainbill at $12. Tintuki at 15. And then big prices for the rest, headed by Sounds of Heaven at $17 here, Mitchie Lewis.
Yeah, interesting little race. I gave a chance to the 15G Extravagant Star. I thought a good race map for Jamie Carr here, second up with a light weight. I found the race tricky enough, but I thought if Extravagant Star sort of held a position forwards and midfield, it could be a chance here, Gunner.
Yeah, really interesting race. Barriers, have pretty much made it hard for plenty of these horses, G. Alentia, the best version of Alentia, wins this race. I thought Tashi drew perfectly. And I'm with Mitchie. Extravagant Star is the horse I have to be backing in this race. So I just think it has a bit of upside. And 53 kilos, Jamie Carr, Barrier 3, ticks the boxes that I want to be having when I'm betting. So Extravagant Star on top for me, Dino.
Yep, really, really hard end to the day. I will be backing Alentia if the market support comes. If she drifts, I'll be jumping off and leaving the race alone. But if she's well back late, G-Man, I'll be chiming in.
Randwick, best for you, Dino, on slipper day?
Yeah, best bet. Oh, I'm going to go to the slipper. I think race 8, number 1, Stormboy is the best. I'm going to play straight back there. I think another couple of chances that I really like. Timmy just touched on it. Race 3, Osmost, and race number 4. Really keen to bet into the Derby Munro. I think we can back Brave Mead and Robrick to beat the short price favourite Schwartz. So that's the way I'm playing the Rose Hill card.
Do you give Cornice a chance in that race?
I do, but I think the gate's the big concern. There's not a lot of speed, and you're going to have to give Robrick a start. You're going to have to give Brave Mead and Swartz all a start and sort of loop him from gate 8. And I tend not to like that stable second up. So, yeah, I'm probably against.
All right, then. Mickey Gannon?
Yeah, I thought Cornish's a chance and over the odds. In regards to best bets across the day, Stormboy is one of those. I thought race 1, number 1, Electrica is one of those. Sorry, Mitchie, because I know you're keen on that horse as well. But it was enormous against the bias from a wide gate and gets a 3-kilo claim for Molly Burke, who's in good form from a really good draw. I think it's a really good bet as well, Mitchie.
Yeah, Gano's pinched my Electrica there. I thought I'd found one in the midway, so that glad we align. It makes me a little bit more confident.
It's embarrassing you tipping specials in a midway on Slipper Day, but anyway, Electrica.
That's right. I'll just keep, yeah.
It's like drinking water on a bus.
winners, you don't like winners? Or...
Yeah, winners are winners. Yeah. I apologise.
Yeah. Good way to start the slipper day, et cetera, et cetera.
Riff Rocket, race six. I think I'm pretty keen on his chances third up. And I am reasonably keen Afcabin gets the job done too.
Afcabin. Hey, G. Yes. I've left mine off here for the punters, and yes. I shouldn't have done it. I really shouldn't be yelling this one out because I haven't had a bet on it yet. But
you're getting around now, are
the
you?
People.
Yeah,
you're getting around. No, that's not where I was going. But it was around $41. Gan Terrainen. This horse was enormous second up last start. Last preparation. I think it was his first preparation in the country. Not up to 1900 meters. Tommy Berry draws a decent enough gate here in a big field. $41, ludicrous price, ludicrous.
Yeah, no luck first up, did it in that sitting sprint.
Like this is a proper bet, and I'm having 50 each way with the staking plan.
Oh,
on
love it, love it. Hey, we'll take a break. We'll come back and have a look at Moonee Valley.
Live across Australia on SEN Track. Giddy up with Gareth Hall.
Welcome back to Giddy Up. Let's get stuck into the Moonee Valley preview. First of the features is race five, the Sunline Stakes. Campanessa at 340 is the favourite for Mark Walk, Opie Bossom and Tiako Racing. Wishlaw Lass at 420. Roll on High at $5. Internal Flame given a chance at $6. Then Running By at 12. Foxy Cleopatra at 12 and the People's Champ Legacies at $13, Mitchie Lewis.
Keen to be with the two Wishlaw Lass, G-Man. I think second up here, she's undefeated second up. She's a winner at the track. She'll go forwards, barrier seven. I don't think there's going to be too much pressure for her. Perhaps Legacies wants to go with her. I just think it sets up really nicely for Wishlaw Lass second up here. I was probably willing to risk Campionessa, I thought. 1,800 metres down to 16, barrier one. Maybe it's just going to end up in an awkward spot. I would have preferred to see it go up to the 2,000. So Wishlaw Lass is one of my better ones, Gunner.
Yeah, I'm happy to lead the way of Campionessa just from the good draw. Right price to bet. The 57 kilos is pretty fair weight and happy to be with it, Dino.
Yep, leave me out of this race, G-Man.
All right, then. Alexandra Stakes for the three-year-old fillies over the 2,000 metres. In fact, it's over the 1,600 metres. Molly Nickers stays in Victoria. She was entered in an Adelaide race, but she'll race in Victoria. She's at 250. Certainly big raps on her. She arrived in Melbourne last night from New Zealand, and she steps up to the mile. She's at $5. Viviere at $5. Grinsinger Bell at $7.50. And then Quickstar, forget about her. She goes to Adelaide. Peter Moody telling me that this morning. Vibrant Sun at $13 here. We'll start with you, Mickey Gannon.
Yeah, I think you have to be forgiving of Grinsinger Bell. Last start was just caught in an awful position here. So happy to be forgiving of her. I think that she'll probably lead them up if we see a typical valley track. She'll be, you know, very much suited out in front. Molly Nichols is the clear danger, G. That's as obvious as the day is long. I think if you back them both, you get a result, Mitchie.
Yeah. So, G, do you know what Vibrant Sun's doing? Have you heard that?
No. Vibrant Sun's definitely coming to Melbourne. Mick Price said she's an each-way ticket. His best each-way chance of the day.
Right, I thought she was a massive chance in Adelaide too, and I got excited then with Molly Nickers out of the race in that one in Adelaide. But I think she can run a race second up. I agree with him. Barrier five, I think she'll be in a good spot. She was well supported first up. I think there's something there up to the 1,600 metres. I think she's going to be in a good spot. I was willing to be against Molly Nickers, just depending on how far she was going to get back. So I agree with Gunner, though. It'll be Grinsinger Bell that I need to be chasing. Vibrant Sun, I think there's some upside there, Dino.
Yeah, I think Gunner makes a really good point. Forgive the last start effort of Grinsinger Bell. Blinkers go on, leads in a race with absolutely no tempo. I think she is an easy bet to have here. I don't think there should be so much discrepancy in the market. I do concede Molly Nickers is a danger, but I can't chime in at $2.45, Gareth.
All right, then we'll take a break. We'll come back and have a look at the features, the Alistair Clark and the William Reid at Moonee Valley. Our Moonee Valley preview. We'll go straight to the William Reid. And Perry Tree's out to $1.80 in the feature. Cylinder $5.50. Bella Nipotina at $7.50. IME $8 here. Mitchie, you're nearly getting $2 now for your horse in Perry Tree's.
Yeah, she's a Moonee Valley specialist. 4 from 4 here. 2 over the trip. I just think it sets up okay for her. I'm not too concerned about the barrier. We've seen she can go back if she needs to. And you know a horse like Hypothetical and Q-Man will put the speed into the race. So I think she lands handy enough. And I think with the weight swings here, it sets up really hard for her to beat. Like, she's got 2 kilos less than Cumin here now. It's a massive difference in the last race, Gunner.
Yeah, she does, but we're not worried about Cumin. I think Bellina Patina is the one to beat. I think IME will give a big side out in front, and Cylinder's right there. There's 3 main dangers, and then you've got King's Gambit. But, well, gee whiz.
Who are you tipping?
Imagine if that horse came out and won. I'm leaning the way Bellina Patina.
All right, yep. Then, Dino.
Leading the way, Bellina Patina. I think she'll handle the valley.
Keeps freezing up there, Gunner.
Yes, we'll go with you, Dino.
Yep, easy for me. I'm going to be against Imperatrice. I think the draw makes it even harder. I can't take that price. I don't think she's going as well as the spring. So I'm happy enough to be with Bellina Patina, who has a career peak in the Manikato Stakes over this track and trip. So that's the play for me in the Group 1 there in Melbourne.
All right, then we've got the Alexandra. We just mentioned that for the fillies. The Alistair Clark, do you have a tip there, Mitchie?
Let me get it up, G-Man.
Which is Quintessa at 350, Verdad at 750, Apulia at 850.
Yeah, I thought Verdad, he's run here previously well before. I thought he's looked progressive enough this prep to suggest the 2,000 metres will suit, and he's run well at the Valley previously.
Mickey Gannon?
No opinion there. It was Bellina Patina for me in the William Regi.
Yep. Dino?
No, shoulders, arms.
All right, then best at Moonee Valley, Dino?
My best is in the feature. I think Bellina Patina is a great each-way price there, fellas. Gatto?
Yep, share the sentiment with Dino, Bellina Patina on an each-way basis.
All right, then that's interesting. Mitchie Lewis?
I think Wishlaw Lass in race 5 and in race 9, number 6, Inhibitions, I think up to the 1,200 metres suits. Good record at the Valley.
All right, then. Staking plans, $200. I suppose the man in front should be going first. I'll have $200 on Imperatrice into Tom Kitt and the Place. Dino?
I don't mind that. I'm going to have $200 on Stormboy. Straight bat for me this week, Gano.
Love it. G-Man hasn't missed an update since he's been leading. I love it. Yes. Stormboy, the win. Bellina Patina, the Place, 100 with my last $100. Thank you, G.
All right, then. Mitchie?
Race 5, number 2, Wishlaw Lass at the Valley, $50. $35, race 9, the 6, Inhibitions. I'm going to have $80 at Rose Hill, race 6, number 2, Riff Rocket, and then $35, race 9, number 5, Aft Cabin.
I desperately want to have something on Mickey Price's horse in the fillies race. I reckon she would have run a mighty race. She's Vibrant Sun at $13, but into Tommy Kitt in the Place, I'll have $50 and Vibrant Sun at $13, boys. Hey, it's Slipper Day. Can't wait for it, Mickey Gannon. You just say, Adrian, you make sure that you look after him before Saturday. Dino, you get a haircut. Mitchie Lewis, good luck at Murray Bridge.
Thanks, boys.
Love your work, lads. That's a weekend preview. Busy show.